May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As many of you know, I worked for several years before seminary as a youth minister. And while I was in seminary, I got a job as a children's and youth minister and learned very quickly that although I knew a lot about how to catch high schoolers who were smoking behind the church or pull in middle schoolers who were a little reluctant to talk, I didn't know anything about little children at all. But I learned quickly because I found myself teaching Sunday school and filling in the church nursery and teaching a first communion class. So I had all these second graders gathered around me in the chapel of the church. I had them seated on the big grown-up chairs so their feet dangled, they didn't touch the floor. And we passed around the communion plate and the cup. And we talked about the words we use in church for those things, the paten and chalice, to show that they're special, that they have a special meaning to God. And I told them that the word Eucharist means thanksgiving, that every Sunday we come together and share in Eucharist, in thanksgiving to God. And I talked about the bread and the wine and how we say a special prayer to ask the Holy Spirit to come and bless them. And I went on about how the bread and the wine come from the earth. God gives them to us, and so we offer them back. And then I said, "Are there any questions?" And a little hand went up. And the boy raising his hand said, "I thought Thanksgiving was about the pilgrims and the Indians." And I learned from that small children are very literal. And that no one truly understands the mysteries of the Eucharist. But that child did me a favor because ever since then, I think much more about the connection between Eucharist and Thanksgiving, which has made this day of Thanksgiving more special to me. And gratitude has become a very popular sort of self-care theme in the world lately, in the secular world. The idea that practicing gratitude can make you happier and make your life better. And as people in the tradition of Jesus Christ, we already know this, that we are called to be a people of gratitude, that life is so full of blessings that we feel grateful for them, and that gratefulness needs an object. And so we name that object. We know that it is God. So we give thanks. And Thanksgiving Day, leading into this holiday season, is particular because it calls us to be our best selves. Thanksgiving and Christmas are the times of year when, if we're accessing that best self, we start to say, "You know what? I've been estranged from my family member for too long. It's Thanksgiving. It's almost Christmas. I'll give them a call." Or, "I know I've been spending so much time at work and saying I'll spend more time with my family. And it's the holidays. Maybe I'm really going to do it this year." Or, we realize that all around us are people in need, and out of the gratefulness for what God has given us, we find ways to volunteer. We go to soup kitchens at the holidays to help serve. We give money at the holidays to lift up those in need and help them have a beautiful Thanksgiving and Christmas too. I see that in this church all the time with the food bags that were filled at for St. Stephen's Church last Sunday, or the mitten tree and alternative gift fair and all of the giving that will happen during the Advent season as we prepare for Christmas. I think the gift of Christian Thanksgiving, which is called the Eucharist, is that we are invited into it every single week and given that chance to be our best selves all year round. And if we truly embrace that mystery of what God is giving us and open ourselves up to gratitude, we start to find it in very unusual places. Jesus, as you know, was not a Samaritan. He was from an ethnic group that thought of Samaritans as dirty and foreign. They spoke a different language. They looked different. They weren't welcomed into the community in Galilee where Jesus lived. And so Jesus uses Samaritans as an example. The Good Samaritan is a better known story. But we also have the Samaritan from today. And he points out, all of you thought of this man as the one who wasn't like you, who wasn't as good as you, who spoke the wrong language and had the wrong skin color, who was less than. And if he was poor and if he was sick, he deserved those things because he wasn't as good as you. That's what all of you thought, Jesus says. When in fact, this man knows something about gratitude to God that all of you need to learn. In fact, he is the role model for you. And think what blessings could open up in your life if you too learn to practice this kind of gratitude. So this morning, we have this moment of peace before what for many of us will be a very busy day, whether you're cooking or going to see family or friends or just watching football. But this moment is a little chance to slow everything down before holiday madness and let yourself rest in gratitude in the promise of a God who will always reach out to us, who will always bless us more than we can begin to imagine. And to invite God to do something in your heart to open you up and help you become your best self. Not only for the holiday season, but every time we come together in Eucharist, in Thanksgiving, every time we gather around this table to be refreshed and renewed. Amen.